four things you need to do to get better posture. One, find out what is the problem that's causing your posture. Is it because you have a straight neck and you need to get a curve back in it? Or is it because your mid back or upper back has a big hump or big arch in it and that needs to be brought up? So whatever the problem is, whether it's the neck or the upper back, the first thing you need to do is address the joint. If it's the neck, you need to get motion and movement in the neck joint to make that healthier. And you need to get motion in the thoracic joint or upper back if that's where the problem is. Sometimes it's a little of both. First thing you need to address is the joint. Second thing you need to address are the ligaments. The ligaments are what holds the bones in place. So you are either going to use a roll to get the curve back in your neck, working your way up a couple minutes at a time, up to 15 minutes. And the roll should be about a finger in length, if it's your neck. If it's your upper back, you'll need more of a wedge to get your upper back leaning over the wedge and getting that big curve or hump out of your back, which will help you stand up straighter. And this is what it would look like to work on the upper thoracic curve. And you could always, and it's even suggested, that you would have a support for your head so that you don't kink the back of your neck, because all you're trying to do is work getting the curve out of your upper thoracic area, which is up in between the shoulder blades. And you don't want to put any stress on your neck in the process. But if it's okay for your neck, you're actually getting a little extension with the neck and extension with the thoracic. So if it doesn't bother you, it would be okay to let your head go all the way back. But please be careful. Putting your head extension can be a dangerous position if you have neck problems. And when you come up, you want to use your hands. You don't want to stay down that long and then just come up with your neck muscles. Now remember, you're going to ease your way into 15 minutes, a couple minutes at a time, up to 15 minutes. You got to work your way there. Once you've addressed the joint, once you've addressed the ligaments, the next thing is to address the muscles. And with the neck or the upper back, what you want to do is stretch the front, allow your arms to go out, allow your chest and shoulders to open up. You can stretch them down. You can stretch them out to the side. You can stretch them up a little higher. But just put a little bit of tension on, relax, breathe, core engaged, posture good, head up, chest opening, stretching, breathing and relaxing. And if your body gives you space, you take it, but you never want to wrestle your body. You just want to go where there's light tension and work with your body and stay in that stretch a little longer, and that'll allow you to get a better stretch over time. And strengthen the back. To strengthen the back, you're going to want to do something that pulls the shoulder blades back together. So you're going to pull your arms in by your sides, pull your elbows backwards, pull your shoulder blades back together, lift your chest up, hold your core in, good form, good posture, and you can do it in reps. You can do pull and hold. Another one is rear deltoid. So you could do this with dumbbells or rubber bands. What you're going to want to do is, once again, pull the shoulder blades back together. Always start with good posture. Always start with core engaged and pull the shoulders back together. You are actually making the movement happen, focusing on your elbows. You're trying to bring your elbows together behind you and pulling your shoulders back together. Once you've worked on the joint, once you've worked on the ligaments, once you worked on stretching the front and strengthening the back, then you want to do it with consistency. You have to constantly feed your body the things you want it to do. And because it's like clay, eventually it'll shape that way. But if you don't keep up with it, texting, watching TV in bed, driving in the car is going to constantly be shaping your spine and the other direction, which is going to cause you to lose the curve in your neck or cause the hump in your back to grow. So make sure you're doing these things to counteract it with enough consistency to move your body in the direction of better posture. Your spine will last longer. It will protect your nerves better. It will help you to feel better and be more active, because I have to always believe that better habits lead to better health over time.